Late night.
Late night.
Late night.
With Trav.
With Trav.
And Lowe's.
With Trav and Lowe's.
Late night with Trav and Lowe's.
Welcome to another Late Night with Trav and Lowe's.
My name is Trav, and the guy next to me, I don't know his name. It's some hobo we found.
Yeah, he's not Trav, though.
But over there is Lowe's.
Yeah, Lowe's is over there. This hobo, we don't know who he is.
This hobo here.
He's just looking at us. He's in the corner.
But he's lovely.
He is. He's groomed.
I like his
kind
teeth.
Of.
They remind me of smashed glass.
Oh, I hope you're ready, because last week we kicked off a two-part podcast series around brainstorming. Last week's brainstorming technique, mind mapping, is a technique used to generate a lot of ideas in a pinch. Today, we're going to continue with our second brainstorming technique called New Rivers.
Ooh, this is exciting.
Combined with mind mapping, you will gain a deeper understanding of a problem and its impacts, mm-hmm. expand safe ideas, expand existing ideas, and explore a broad range of idea territories.
I'm into it.
New Rivers is a technique used to generate loads of different ideas and approaches, based on comparing the problem you're dealing with to other places and spaces where that problem has been dealt with before. Okay, it gets you out of your existing rut or river of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
When we try to come up with ideas to tackle a given problem or a given need, we tend to only think within one familiar mindset.
Mm-hmm.
We get stuck in a particular river of thought.
I can't tell you how many meetings I've been to and like arrived with the idea of, I can't wait to tell them about my idea. Yeah. It's going to save the day.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. And everybody comes to the meeting thinking that mm-hmm. way. And so if everybody leaves thinking like, I'm glad everybody like listened to my idea.
Yeah.
Now we can go about, like, nothing will change.
Right.
Know? Nothing will get done.
Right.
And so it's important to force yourself into new rivers, as you're calling it.
Yeah. Good segue. For example, ask people who work on trains about how to get trains to run on time better. And they'll tend to think in terms of tracks, tickets, signals, and schedules, all the familiar pieces they already deal with.
Mm-hmm.
New Rivers breaks us out of the familiar river and shows us other rivers of thought to jump into that can lead to more and often better ideas. This is more than just a comparative review or a competitive review. As these reviews tend to still be within the same river, this can be done alone or in groups.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now I just want to know more about trains.
Trains. Locomotives.
I have a story about New Rivers.
Build a Hyperloop.
Build a... put us out of business.
Tell me.
So there's this story that I heard, and I'll probably get it wrong, but this fellow was hired by McDonald's. If you're not familiar with McDonald's, then I guess you don't live on planet Earth. They're like one of the biggest, you know, food chains, right? Mm-hmm. And their goal was like, Mr. X, we want you to sell more breakfasts. More breakfasts, what are you going to do? Make a new value menu or mm-hmm. like add another item or like make it bigger or lower the cost or something, right?
Right.
So he does this study on what people are buying in the morning and why. And interviews a lot of people, and he finds out that loads and loads and loads of people are buying milkshakes in the morning.
Okay.
It's like, why?
Yeah.
Interviews a lot of people, figures out that milkshakes are great for people who are commuting because they just drive through. They have a cup holder in their car. It's not like they're trying to manage a breakfast.
Right.
You can eat it with one hand of the straw.
Right.
And it's kind of thick, so it sits in your stomach and keeps you full while you're trying to, you know, get around in the morning.
And it's cheap.
And relatively cheap. Yeah. So and it's like, okay, milkshakes. They fit all of these, you know, they tick all these interesting boxes, but they're not a breakfast food.
That's right.
So how do we, you know, how do we shift this, make it a breakfast food and have it fill all those problems?
Well,
you just make smoothies.
Yeah.
So he introduced a smoothie line and
boom,
selling hundreds and thousands of breakfasts. and that was a new river, right?
Yeah.
He didn't create like a bigger Egg McMuffin.
Yeah. No, he didn't. New River.
New River.
New River. That's awesome. I have an example at the end, too.
Sweet.
Which is cool. So the materials you'll need. If you're doing it by yourself, take a large piece of paper, an A3, an A4, a tabloid, and a pen or a marker. And if you're in a group, get a whiteboard and wiper pens, etc., a timer, or you can get multiple pieces of paper. So here's the activity. The activity is four steps.
Great.
Right?
This is like how to actually do a new river.
This is how to do a new river.
I'm into it.
Or at least how to force yourself or your group to think in new ways.
Love it.
Step number one, like the mind mapping, you write down the problem. What is the problem or challenge you're trying to solve? Okay. Mm-hmm. This can be anything, like mind mapping, any problem you can think of, right? And then once you have your problem, you're going to ask this question. Where in the world has this challenge been faced before?
Okay. Right.
That's the question. So either alone or for groups, you would go into pairs of threes. Again, use your timer. Take 5 minutes to write out as many places as you can think of on a whiteboard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You want to go big, go broad, and go for volume. Think and write fast and try not to self-edit. Your goal is to think of other domains.
Where in the world has this challenge been faced before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you want to draw on the experience of others right now.
Right. And so some of the domains can be like different markets and products.
Mm-hmm.
Nature and natural processes, your own experiences, and those can be shopping experiences, experiences in relationships, holidays, fun and sad and funny, memorable times,
mm-hmm.
right? You can go into games and hobbies, TV shows and movies, anything you can think of.
Yeah, just like, okay? Yeah.
Like,
you're going to go big on what inspires you.
Large gamut.
Where have you seen this kind of problem before?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not specifically this problem, but this kind of... This general theme.
That answers, where in the world has this challenge been faced before?
Got it. Okay. Cool. Yeah.
5 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's quick. And the 5 minute is to minimize the amount of self-editing that you do and give you a constraint where you feel an urgency to just let everything go.
Mm-hmm.
Step three. This is the moment where you're going to get ready to steal.
Love it. I'm excited. It's like Ocean's 11.
Yeah, you're going to go back over your list and quickly circle the ones you think you'll be able to steal ideas from the most.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want to allow yourself 2 minutes here.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think too hard about it, just whatever strikes you first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're going on gut.
I love it.
Just going hunches here. Step four, this is the important one. You're going to ask, what can I learn and steal from that? Attack each circled word or river and write down as many ideas as you can around that word or river that you could use for your current challenge in your current context.
Great.
Okay. So you just go through this exercise.
Yeah.
Right?
And I like that you're like looking horizontally.
Yes.
To steal vertically.
Yes.
Right?
Horizontally to steal vertically.
Yeah. Like if your problem space is like dog foods,
mm-hmm.
like how do I make a more healthy dog food? Like, maybe you're like looking at like, what do nutritionists say about, you know, humans? Or maybe you're thinking like, okay, what do veterinarians know about like racehorses?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like just like anything that's wide, and you're going to steal wide for your vertical problem.
Right. Or you can even look into farming and see like what are you putting in the soil?
Mm-hmm. Or maybe like old world homeopathic medicine.
That's right.
Anything like that.
That's right. A slight variation for groups. If you're working in like a workshop and you have a large group, try getting everyone to do step two. Step two is when you go big, you go broad, and go
mm-hmm.
for volume,
mm-hmm.
right? And then once you do that, you're going to swap lists of rivers from pair to pair, right? Or you're going to get each pair to move across one space so that it's a different pair doing steps three and four.
Cool.
Right? And that's it. Afterward, you're going to keep your rivers, capture your various rivers somewhere where you can refer to in the future for your current project as well for other projects to come,
mm-hmm.
right?
And I like this because this is forcing outside thinking.
Mm-hmm.
We have this thing where we just assume that whatever is out there is correct because somebody else did the work to study it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, in UI and design, the obvious like example is the hamburger menu.
Right.
You've seen it done so many times that you're like, obviously this works. You know?
Yeah.
But like studies have shown that like a tray of icons at the bottom, a menu of icons at the bottom.
Yeah, menu.
Is like so much more effective.
Yeah.
I've seen studies, I mean, Facebook did this, right? They used mm-hmm. to have a hamburger and they mm-hmm. switched to the thing. And I've seen other studies that have said like, even though we champion the hamburger menu, you know, like this other route is better.
Yeah, and what it does, it forces you to make a decision as to what is important,
mm-hmm.
right? Because if you only have five spots, that'll make it so that your app or whatever it is that you're doing is forced to be more simple, to be simplified.
Yeah.
Because it's easier to allow complexity to creep in if you have a tray or a menu or a hamburger where you can just stuff.
You can put anything in it. Yeah. The point of that is saying, okay, maybe the people did not research it.
Yeah.
Who, you know, like this is popular because UI designers think it looks cool or it's easy to put, you know, all that cruft in there.
It's easy. Yeah.
It's easy. Yeah. Okay. So like maybe the thing that's whatever is standard in your industry, if you're a musician using this type of, you know, bass guitar for that kind of fill, I don't know what it is. You know, if you're a doctor using this type of medicine for that problem, maybe it's not the right thing,
right?
But it's just the most common thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this will force you out of that. I like that.
Yep. Nice. Remember that example you gave about the milkshakes to smoothies?
Yeah. It was like bringing all these boys to the yard. And I was like, damn right. It's better than yours.
Damn right. It's better than yours. So we're going to talk about a classic example of New Rivers.
Okay.
So the original like deodorant, right? Like roll-on deodorant, right? Formulation was for mum deodorant. It was invented in 1888.
Oh, I had no idea about this.
Okay. Generally recognized as being the first ever commercial product to prevent odor, the inventor promptly trademarked his invention and named it Mum, M-U-M.
Mm-hmm.
In the late 1940s, Helen Barnett, I don't know how to say her last name, Disserens, joined the Mum production team. A suggestion by a colleague inspired Helen to develop an underarm deodorant based on the same principle as a newfangled invention at the time called the ballpoint pen.
Hmm.
This new type of deodorant applicator was tested in the USA in 1952 and marketed under the name of Ban Roll-On. The related world was the ballpoint pen. The New River was the ballpoint pen.
Right.
The similarity was discovered by framing the challenge, looking at other situations where a liquid had to be spread thinly across the surface.
So they invented the roll-on deodorant based on the ballpoint pen?
Based on the ballpoint
pen. I didn't know that.
That's crazy, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yep. New Rivers, another name for that is Related Worlds.
Mm, okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what that was all about.
Love it.
So now you have two brainstorming techniques that you can use by yourself or in a group setting, and they both help you get like a large gamut of ideas via mind mapping. And then if you find a problem that you like, you can do New Rivers to start thinking outside of your own realm of expertise.
Well, a funny kind of video that I saw once was it was making fun of all like the new apps and tech companies that are just popping up doing stuff. And they're funny like ways of phrasing things, and it's kind of fun, common in Silicon Valley to say what the problem space is and say then who it's for.
Right.
So you'd be like, it's like Facebook for dogs.
Oh, right.
You know, and like that's how you describe your problem space and your solution.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and you can do that like it's like ballpoint pens for armpits.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like it's like Spotify for chickens, or you know, like your chickens are like bawk, bawk, bawk. they just like love it.
It's like Uber for energy drinks.
Right, and they just deliver energy drinks. Like, is there an energy drink around me?
Yeah.
You can that's like horizontal thinking. That's what do you call it here? River. That's New Rivers.
New Rivers, yeah.
Just saying, like, it's like who is your target audience, and what solutions in the world exist that you can like translate for their problem.
Yeah,
that's cool. I like it.
It's like Christmas lights for your desktop.
New Rivers, yeah. Christmas lights for your desktop.
Yeah. So that concludes the second part of this two-part brainstorming series, and to continue with last week's surprise, we have more reviews to read.
Holla at you, bro.
And these come from Canada, Australia, Netherlands, India, Brazil, and Sweden.
Dude, you're like going through like the international stores and just finding.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So we are going to read one from Canada right now.
Our great white brothers in the north.
Yes. September 25th, 2015. You guys are just awesome. By David 419. 420 was taken.
Oh, David, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
This is the first podcast I've ever listened to, and it's all because I want more Travis in my life.
Nice.
Since I've started watching Dev Tips a few months ago, I've noticed a drastic improvement in my ability to design and my motivation to do great things.
I'm in your life, bro.
He's in your life.
And now you in mine.
I like this podcast because it focuses on the philosophy behind being a creator, and it gives me motivation to keep improving myself as a developer and also as a person.
Cool. New Rivers.
New Rivers. Great job, guys, and keep it up. Update, you guys have now also inspired me to start a podcast with a friend of mine.
Oh, that's awesome. I wish you would have said what it is because I don't listen to it.
Right. So, David, if you're still listening,
tweet us because I don't read the international stars.
Because Travis doesn't read Canadian stars. Then we have three from Australia.
Oh, these are your people.
These are my peeps. February 17th, 2015.
That's early on.
That's early on.
That is like maybe like two episodes in.
Five stars. Coolest cats online, says Robbie L.
That's outdated though. We're not cool anymore.
No, these guys are not only super creative and full of wisdom, but they can do facial hair too.
That's true.
That is true.
We both shaved our beards and like that was like a month ago. Now we're like totally back.
We're back. Five stars by Kai, July 29th, 2015. Compelling listen, he says. Trav and Los possess the rare ability to distill complex design concepts into digestible and astute observations that can inform your day-to-day practice as a creative.
I like that one. I want to show that one to my manager.
He also has a cool name.
Kai.
Kai.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I like it.
I like it.
My manager's name is Kai.
Oh, for real?
Well, yeah.
I want that name.
Yeah.
The next one from Australia. Persistently inspiring. Five stars by Stu Horsfield.
Oh, we know Stu.
August 25th.
He jumps on the Periscope all the time.
Oh, Stu.
Yeah.
This podcast is fantastic. Whenever I'm feeling unsure about my work, design skills, or experiencing other creative obstacles, there's always an episode. I can listen to that, puts my doubts into clear perspective, and allows me to move forward with excitement and positivity.
Aw, Stu.
Stu, you're the man, man.
Getting inspired, Stu.
This next one is from the Netherlands. December 1st, 2014.
Wow, this is probably the earliest one we've ever...
Probably.
I mean, in recent memory.
We are reading this a year and a month later.
My goodness.
My goodness. Five stars. Amazing podcast by Thijmenkrol.
Hmm.
Super cool to see a podcast from you guys.
That's cool.
I like it.
Yeah, that was early on.
That was super early on.
December 1st,
2014. This one's from India. Can you guess who it is?
Oh, is it Abhi?
It's Abhi. Always kill boredom with cool advices. Five stars by Abhi, January 6th, 2015.
I love all the emoticons.
This was a year ago. I really love your podcast, man. My personal favorite was last week, Travis Poems. It was funny as heck. LOL. Thanks, guys, for making me laugh and inspired. Keep up the good work. Party hat, party hat, party hat, party hat. Clap, 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 clap. Thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up.
That's so him. Just emoticons everywhere.
That was good. We have two more. Two more. You ready? This one's from Brazil. I love the podcast. It helps me a lot. Five stars. October 19th, 2015 by Junior Ferreira.
Oh, we know Junior.
Well, I am a Brazilian guy that works with web development. I really like the themes of the episodes because talk about a lot of designs that makes me think about the way that I see things in my work and also in my personal life. And I am also an English learner. So at the same time that I get inspired listening to the podcast, I am learning English. Helps me a lot.
That's awesome.
Thanks. Smiley face.
Smiley face back at you, buddy.
Our last one's from Sweden. Magic Mushroom, five stars, by Bob Moff.
Bob Moff.
June 2015. Yes, these guys are growing on me like magic mushrooms. Paint cart with a bow in it.
You should go see a doctor.
And that's all I looked for.
That's awesome.
I stopped at Sweden.
Well, to our international audience... you might get a lot of, not attention.
Yes.
Especially from me because I'm so lazy. But Los has put in some hard work and like gone and researched all of these different iTunes stores to find your comments. And we really appreciate the love that you guys gave us internationally.
Yes.
And we're sending it back at you right now. So thank you so much for supporting us all these years, especially the one from December 14.
Whoa. Whoa. You can find us on Twitter with our Twitter handle at TravinLos.
Mm-hmm.
We also have TravinLos.com where you can catch every episode.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the iTunes and your favorite podcast listening app.
Yeah.
And we have a Facebook.
We do. We have this is all true. This is all true. Trust me.
And we have an email.
We do. We do. We do have an email.
We check it once a year.
We do. We check it every December. So if you want a delayed response on that, be sure to email.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening. And if you have any in the coming weeks or when you listen to this, any examples of when you use mind mapping or new rivers, feel free to tweet us about it or talk about it. It'd be cool to hear back and see if there's anything like
that would be really cool. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next time.
See you.